Today's share in the Dear Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chof Hey Omed Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. Last time we had actually done the first top of this daf, the part of the Mechaber, right until the start of the Ramah. So we'll begin with the Ramah's words. The Ramah, found in the middle of the daf, begins Hagah, the Ein Chiluk Bozeh Bein Imhu Chai Legamrei Oshin Is Bashel Kitzas. Now we have to remind ourselves what we're talking about. The Mechaber in yesterday's shiur, as well as in the previous shiurim, we have been discussing various laws about what you can return to the fire on Shabbos and what condition the food has to be in, cooked, not cooked, partially cooked, raw, and under what type of a situation can you return it to the fire. These are the basic laws of Shehiyah and Chazar, which we've been discussing in Reish Nun Gimel, as well as Reish Nun Dalet. The Ramah is now telling us over here that there is no difference as to whether the meat that you're putting on is raw entirely, or it's cooked only a little bit. What are we talking about? So the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis, this statement of the Ramah, Koi akol gavne heter v'gavne iser hamuvorim b'sivzeh. This statement of the Ramah, that there is no difference over here, whether the food that you're putting down is totally raw, the meat that you're putting down is totally raw, or it's cooked a little bit, this is talking about both Lekula and Lechumra. According to this Ramah, it doesn't make any difference. What does that mean? Vida. The calls that Davka bin Yoneinu, the Myri Linyan Sleeve. We're talking here about roasted. When you're putting this raw meat or partially cooked meat roasted on the fire, in this situation, whatever the din is, it will be the same over here, whether the meat is raw or partially cooked. And this is both Lechumra and Lekula for the dinim that we've been talking about in yesterday's shiur. But the Mishneh Berurah continues, Avo Le'inyan Kedera. But the Ramah is not saying this in regards to items that aren't being roasted, but are being put into a pot. They're being cooked. You put the meat into a pot with water. Oat Slikedor. Or you put the meat into a pot without water and it cooks in its own juices. We've explained what Slikedor means. The Gam Kein Dino Kikdera. Slikedor has the same dinim as a Kedera, which means Yesh Chiluk Ben Chayalinis Bashel Kitzas. In regards to cooking, as opposed to regards to roasting, there's a huge difference between whether the meat is raw or whether the meat is partially cooked. The Bechai, in regards to raw meat, Mekilinon Litnu Samuch L'chashecha. We are makel to put this raw meat in a pot onto the fire right next to Shabbos. Samuch L'chashecha. Bein B'sar Shor, whether this is the tough ox meat, Bein B'sar Gediv Ov, or whether it's the much softer goat meat, kid goat meat, or poultry. Ubin Izbashel Kitzas, however, if it's cooked a little bit, then Osir, then it's forbidden, Afilu B'sar Gediv Ov. Even for the very soft meat, which is the meat of the goat, kid, or of the poultry, because in that situation we are concerned Shema Yechata, because it only needs a little bit more cooking and it'll be all done. And since you're going to eat it Friday night, we are concerned that you're going to go and adjust the coals, stoke the fire, and that would be also, of course, on Shabbos. In this situation, the lo shayach bo a heter sheyichorich ayde achitoy. Here, as opposed to with roasting, we don't say, if you adjust the fire, you'll burn it. It's not going to burn. It's in a pot. As opposed to, if it's on a fire being roasted, then if you stir the coals, it will destroy, it will burn this very soft type of kid goat meat or chicken. Because in this situation, in a pot, kiven de bikderehu, it's in a pot, v'tzorich bishul rab, it needs to cook a lot. You can't ruin it, so to say, by stirring the fire. Therefore, you may come to stir the fire. Now, the Mishneh Berurah says, Uma nikro mevushul ksas. How do we define the difference between raw and slightly cooked? So that already we've explained. He says, Mavur le'el b'reish simen reish nun gimel. We had this at the very beginning of the previous simen reish nun gimel. Deya kamaisa, the first opinion there was, Svira law, sham, it explained over there, achis bashel kol tzorcho, until it's fully cooked. That means, if you cook it any further, then it will be actually worse. That's called over here, Nisbashel. But the second opinion by Yeshom Shom Sirulu, the more lenient opinion there said, the Mikivon Shinisbashel Kemaycho Ben Drusoy, once it's already been cooked to the point of Maycho Ben Drusoy, which we've already explained is either half or a third cooked, Nikra Bishul Gomer, that's called enough cooked, Umutu Litno Agabi Kiro Vitaner Shein Gar for Kotum. And you can't put it on a fire in that situation that isn't Guru for Ketumah, doesn't have a quote blech on it, because it's already considered cooked. And therefore, the more lenient opinion says you don't have a problem putting it on the fire, even if it's not Guru for Ketumah, because it is already cooked. Similarly, Sivkot Yud Gimel, the Mishnah explains, the ilu yachol hitzalos mibod yom tzali haroi, if there was enough time in the day to roast it on Erev Shabbos, that it would be roasted enough, then afilu besar shor mutter, then even the tough, thick ox meat, you're allowed to roast things on Friday morning. You're allowed to roast things on Friday afternoon if it's early enough that it'll be fully roasted by the time Shabbos comes around. And we've again discussed all of this. V'nei le'el b'reish simen reish dun gimel, the beginning of the previous simen reish dun gimel, mevur shtei deos, the two explanations that we just gave you were explained over there. Mahu nikra bishul haroi, what is considered or defined as cooked enough. And the same thing applies over here, le'inyon soli, in regards to roasting, that it's either roasted where it's mitztamik v'ralo, or it's roasted till Michael ben Drosoy. Kemoshe kasadnu l'mala b'siv katan dalet, as is written above, in the end of yesterday's shiur, we learned it in siv katan dalet. The Ramah continues and he writes, v'chol zman shechalal haguf sholein. If the animal that you're talking about, that you're roasting over here, is intact. So we had explained yesterday that if the besar gediva of are minutachim le'evarim, if they're cut up, then if you roast them further, you'll actually burn it. So therefore, there's no concern. However, over here, if they're shalem, if they're intact, then they won't get roasted and burnt. Even though it doesn't have the head of the animal, and if the feet of the animal, the hooves of the animal are cut off, that's still called mikrei shalem, and this is brought down the name of the Hagos Mordechai, and therefore it would not be allowed. That's called that it's intact, as opposed to minutachim le'evarim. If something is minutachim, you don't have to be concerned that you'll be mechata the gecholim, because that will burn it, that will make it worse. But if something is intact, albeit the head and the feet are missing, but the body is still intact, that's called shalem, and you're not allowed to go and put that on the fire, because you will come to adjust that and it won't burn it. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'yesh machmirim. The Mishnah Berurah will explain over here exactly why we're using the Lashon of machmirim over here, because it's going to sound in a moment like we're actually being makel. But we'll explain the word V'yesh machmirim in a moment. There are those that are machmir over here, V'sovrim, the betanur, if you're dealing over here with an oven that is tuach betit, that it's sealed with clay, then hakol shari, then everybody would agree that you're allowed to go and roast things in there on Erev Shabbos. And everybody agrees as well that if you're putting it directly on an open fire that is not covered up, not sealed, then everybody would agree that it's aser. And it's only ubitana or shepiv mechusa if you put it in an oven that is covered up. However, it's not sealed. Elosheno tuach betit. Then you have the machlokis. Oz yesh lechalek ben gediva of. Then you make a distinction between the soft gedi and the soft bird, the of, the shar basar, and the much tougher other basar, like, for example, the older goat and the ox, kiderosh and isbar, as has been explained. And the Ramah concludes, this is the way we in fact paskin. He brings us down in the Tur and other poskim. The Bir Halacha in Dibra Maskel V'Yagabu Eish explains a technical detail. He says that even if it's in the oven, but the oven is not totally closed off, it has the halachic status as if it was begolui eitzol eish, as if it was totally open. In this situation, the lo shayach kash lezika, here is no concern that when you open it up, the wind will ruin it, the air will ruin it, the belavachi upasuach, because it's already opened up. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yudalit. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Ramah as follows. Rod Soloma, the Ramah is trying to teach us over here. Afilu b'kidei rov in ispashu kitzas, even if you put it in a pot, and it's already been partially cooked. The lo chayshinu, we're not concerned, shiftechenu, v'yechate. We're not concerned that you're going to open up the oven over here and stir the coals. Kivin shehu sasum, because this oven was sealed with clay. Betit, the ein muchan lechatos, it's not easily able to be stirring the coals, and therefore you're not going to do it. It will certainly be a hecker or remind you not to do it. The issue for number 7 brings down that, likewise, if it's locked in some way, so the Chazon Ish says, shemo'ila kiticha betit. If it's locked, that's as if it's sealed with clay. And he says, and even if the food is on top of the tanur, and the tanur inside with the fire is what's locked, that the food is not locked up, but the fire is locked up, so the Chazon Ish says that it is also considered over here acceptable, because the fire is sealed, and we're concerned that you'll adjust the fire. If the oven is sealed, you won't be able to adjust the fire. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and therefore this opinion of the Ramah over here, the cholek baze adasa machaber shemachmir baze. This opinion over here is actually more lenient than the machmir opinion of the machaber. Where the Mechaber over there said that even if it's in a pot, it doesn't help, even if it's in a sealed oven, because the Dahal lo yiskasha, because he says that will not ruin it. Therefore, you have to be concerned that it'll be Mechata the Gecholim. As opposed to here, the Ramah holds that you don't have to be concerned about this. So actually, the Mechaber is more Machmir than the Ramah. So the Mishnah Berurah asked the question I alluded to before, V'hod denarkat Ramah belishnei liyesh machmirim. Why is this opinion over here that the Ramah gives called a more Machmir opinion? It's actually a more lenient opinion in regards to this din. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Afogav delinyan zehu kula, even though in this regard, it is a more mekel shita with the pot, not the roasting, Mishum de bitzli danon kaminam behu chumra. In regards to the roasted situation, it is a more machmir opinion of the Ramah. That's why he brings that over here, v'yesh machmirim ukidil kamei, as we will explain momentarily. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Tesov explains, ein rotzo lomar agabi u'chol mamish. It doesn't mean that you're actually on the fire itself when you said agabi eish. De bazei afilu l'machaber kolosu. Everybody agrees you can't put it directly on the fire. U'kamoshim mavur l'kamen b'sif beis, as we will learn in Mirtz Hashem later in the shiur today in Sif beis. El rotzo lomar. What the Ramah is telling us over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, is eitzel eish. They're putting it adjacent to the fire. Hainu b'samuch lo, the Sharetzion Oshud beis says. The Al-Gabav, Nikrosh and Ogea ben Gecholim, Afilu Mitzideim. And when you're talking about Al-Gabav, it literally means over here that it's touching the coals in some way, either directly on top of them or on the side of them. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, Ubo la'afuke bazeh, he comes to exclude by this statement, Midasa Mechaber, the opinion of the Mechaber, the lochilek bivasar gedi, he doesn't distinguish between the basar of a gedi, shemutar, whether you go and roast this gedi over here in a tanner that's mouth is covered, or whether you roast it on the open fire over here, the Mechaber doesn't make any such distinction. But according to Ramah, ain't heter big D, there is no heter by the gedi, the mouth of the oven has to be covered up, as we've already explained. Again, there are many tough concepts over here in this Mechaber, in this Ramah. We spent much of yesterday's shiur and the entire first part of today's shiur discussing this. It certainly bears learning again and chazering over many times. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Ein solim botzel ubeitza obosser. You're not allowed to go and roast an onion, an egg, or meat. Agabe gecholim on top of coals, elo kidei sheyitzolim mibo yom, unless they're going to be fully roasted during the day, erev Shabbos, when you're doing this, mishnei tzedadav on both sides, to the extent kemaychol ben drosoy, to the amount of roasting that is called this maychol ben drosoy, which means shehu chatzi bishulo, which means according to this opinion that the Mechaber says over here, half cooked, afilu hubasar gedi, and this would be true even if it's goat meat. The kivan sheinicho agabe gecholim, since he placed it on top of the coals, eino choshesh elishi yitzolim mehira. He obviously expects it to be roasted very fast. V'avol bishi yischarich, and even if it gets a little bit burned, he obviously wants it to be roasted fast. Therefore, hilkach chayshinon shema yichate. We do have to be concerned that if it doesn't roast fast enough for his desire, he will come to adjust the coals and be over in the of cooking on Shabbos. However, avol kishen nitzle kemaychol ben drosoy. But once it's already more than halfway cooked, it's edible. Therefore, lo chayshinon duma osil chatuye. We don't have to be concerned he's going to go and adjust and stir the coals in order to make it cook faster. Afilu in basashar, and even if it's very tough ox meat, because once it's already cooked to maichol ben drosoy, it is edible. Shemayachashu roy leachila loma yechate lafsido. Since once it's already edible, it's cooked enough to be eaten, why would he take the chance on burning it by adjusting the coals further? Therefore, there's a built-in reason, exemption, so to say, to allow this to be done, because doing additional stoking of the fire can only hurt the meat, it won't really help the meat. And that's why this is true, even for very tough meat, because it's already cooked to Maichol Ben Drosoy stage of cooking or roasting. Mr. Berurah Sifkot Tezayin explains that you're not allowed to roast over here an onion or an egg. V'adin Shardzorim, you just pick these two over here, She'ein Nechol and Chayin, as examples of things that are not eaten raw, that you have to roast them, Ukid the Kameh, as we will learn now. Sivkot Yudzayin, he says, Agabi Gecholim, Hainu Shinogim B'Agecholim. Here we're talking about that it's actually touching the Gecholim. And now, Ula Achar Asliya, after the roasting is done, Yamtin, you'll wait, Ad Sheyichbu HaGecholim, until the coals go out, Vosit Lehman, then you'll take this off the fire. V'nei Tam D'Chayshinam Bazeh, Shemo Yechate, the reason why over here we are concerned that you'll come to adjust the coals, Afilu B'Bsar Gidi, even if it's the much less tough kid goat meat, Hukamoshim Mefarish Achakach, as we'll explain. The Kivan Shehinichu, v'chulei, since he placed it there, he's not concerned that it will get burnt, because he put it there on the fire. He obviously wants it to be cooked quickly, and therefore, we're not concerned over here about burning it, and therefore, we are concerned that he'll be shema yechata, that it'll come to adjust the coals. However, avolam yitzle besomach l'gecholim, as opposed to on the gecholim, if he puts it near the gecholim, kvar nispar besifal of dasa mechaber, debibesar gidiva of shurach, in that situation, we are concerned that it'll come to adjust it, because if you do adjust it, it will burn over here the very soft kid goat meat or the chicken, the poultry. And therefore, as we've already explained, you can put it next to the fire, Erev Shabbos, because we aren't concerned that you will come to adjust the coals. And this is permitted even if it's still not fully cooked, to even the stage of Michael ben Drosoy during the daytime. And the same thing applies to over here, the onion or the egg. However, but in the older goat meat, or in the ox meat, which is much tougher, there we require that it be fully cooked during the daytime, before Shabbos starts. Because if that's not the case, we are concerned that you'll come to stir the coals. Because stirring the coals will not burn it, it won't ruin this very tough meat. Because it's not on the coals itself, it's just nearby, and you're stirring it will never make it that the meat will be burnt. Then he brings down the Das HaRamah Kaposkim, the Ramah Paskas over here, the Ein Chiluk bin Agev Gabi HaGecholim O B'Samachlen. The Ramah, however, concludes, and he says it doesn't make any difference over here whether it is on the coals or adjacent to the coals. Bein B'Bisar Shar O B'Bisar Gidiov. And it doesn't make a difference what type of meat we're dealing with, the tougher, thicker ox meat or the much softer young kid goat meat or chicken. The minimal amount of roasting that has to be done during the daytime, before Shabbos starts, it must reach the level kemaychol ben drosoy. But if it was sealed, the oven is sealed over here, then we don't have to be concerned that you're going to stir it because it's sealed, and then you can put it up in this situation even right before Shabbos. We're not concerned that you're going to break the seal and stir the coals, as we've already explained. And we've already mentioned that we pask in this way in Sif Aleph. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Ches, he writes, Afilu b'sar gdi, even if it is over here the softer kid goat meat, dainu afilu humenutach, even if it's cut up, which we explained already, the mekilin on le'el b'sif aleph, because then we're concerned that it's going to get burned. Hocha al gabi gecholim shiny. If it's on the coals, it's a different din, kidim afarish v'holach, as we've already explained. That concludes today's shir.